the XXXY Files by T.F. Milktoast, adapted for radio by Cynthia Brian Kate. Part 1. This is Agent Hannes Skulke of the Manitoba Investigative Bureau. My partner, Detective Fux Mildewer, and I have been on the trail of some unusual activity in the town of Igloolik. It seems that this sleepy town in the Arctic Circle has had a rash of UFO sightings over the course of a fortnight in May. Although normally outside our jurisdiction, we were requested to take part in this case due to our professional reputation. Mildewer suggested an overnight Viagra Rail train from the capital to the town of Flim Flam, and then a Cessna flight from there. As we boarded the train and fell asleep, we had little inkling of what was in store for us. The next morning seemed to come too early, and we stumbled into the dining car. However, my hormones shot my adrenaline into overdrive when I saw a stunningly handsome waiter coming toward us with a beverage tray. He was one fine piece of ass.
Coffee, tea, milk, or oranges?
I was so mesmerized by the soft blonde chest hair peeking out of his shadow-striped dress shirt that I said, "Yes, please," and got a positively revolting mixture of each.
Auburn hair like yours really turns me on. That your natural color?
I told him that my carpet matched my drapes, and he gave me a smile that made me melt. I didn't have the heart to tell him that I dyed my pubes, too. Mildewer managed to get peeved at our flirty banter, and proceeded to jam two cigarettes up his nostrils and then ask the waiter,
"Got a light?"
I struggled to down the vile concoction in front of me. I flashed the waiter a phony smile to make him think that I drank this swill all the time. "Mm-mm," I said, concealing my utter disgust. "It's just the way that I like it." After the waiter left, I poured my cup into a nearby potted plant.
"Be sure to enjoy every drop, Mr. Geranium. Remember, it's her favorite."
I reapplied my lipstick and puckered my lips against the white china cup to remove the excess and to continue my flirtation with the waiter. Mildewer asked,
"What do you think you're doing?"
I told him, "I'm trying to convince the waiter that I'm more awake than I really am."
"Leaving your mark like that might convince him of something else."
"Jealous?"
"Of him or of you. Hey, I got an idea. Why don't you go ask Mr. Arion to give up his workaday job waiting tables and start chasing UFOs with us? We could all shag each other silly and be a gleesome threesome. What'd you say?"
"Sounds great. I'd really love to see you do it with another guy."
"What's gotten into you, Skulky? You used to be so uptight, so rigid, so intimidated, so easily embarrassed, so Catholic."
"I'll go to confession this week. In the meantime, I really need to get laid."
"Whatever floats your boat, just don't do anything I wouldn't."
"Oh, Fox, can't I have any fun?" I blew off Mildewer, let me rephrase that. I walked away towards the coach class dining car to see if I could spot the cute waiter who had caught my eye. He was serving Gigolo brand tea to an elderly passenger. When he finished, I followed him into the kitchen. He saw me and motioned for me to follow him into his quarters. He slowly started undressing himself in a sensuous manner that would make a stripper take notes. Then I saw it, and I knew that he was all wrong. The "it" in this case was a wedding band I saw after he took his white gloves off. I was dying for this guy to put his designs on my virtue, but not with that spirograph set. Oh well, back to the drawing board. I moped my way back to where Mildewer was sitting, and upon hearing my tale of woe, he tried to cheer me up.
"Don't look so glum, Skulky. It's not a total loss. You still received the complimentary copy of McLean's out of it all."
"Can't you cut out the sarcasm for 2 seconds? We repacked our belongings in a huff. The hours dragged while we weren't speaking, but eventually we got to Flim Flam and headed for the airport. As we boarded the Cessna, the pilot addressed us from an angled mirror above the windshield. One look at this handsome, tow-haired gentleman, and I easily forgot my prior fiasco. This fellow was so adorable in his uniform that when he winked at me, I got so giddy I felt as if I'd wet myself. I spied his brawny hands on the wheel in the mirror and saw no rings. Whew, I sighed. Soon Fox realized that I was hitting it off with the pilot.
Don't get your hopes up. That wink was for me.
I pulled my clenched fists back to show Mildewer that I was on the verge of hitting him, and he put up his hands.
Whoa, what is it with you and Bonds?
I eased my fists so I could maneuver around his palms to throttle him. End of part 1.